Right. I still have more to say about Saliese. I think I'm going to leave it till on the base. When we get to the top places on the base, they will talk about it after the Durham of the piece of sukkah. We will get a bigger parity. But for the time being, I want to talk about something else. Move along. So I want to talk about Dafan Akuma first of all. Actually, Rashi and Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah of Bayis Shenuchas. So Rashi says two possibilities in how to understand the halacha of Dafan Akuma. Right. Rashi says, maybe take a look inside. Mishnah says, top of his eye, Yichik is a sikhuch min atfan is limut tvokim psulot. The schach is more than three tvokim removed from the tfan, it's just empty space, and you don't say that in a kumar, then it's possible. Without love, it's possible. Bayish nifchas v'sikhuch al-gabov, but if you have a house and the middle of the roof was knocked out, and you put schach on it, so nishm nechalu l'sikhuch al-bam is psulot, so they already have that love of death in a kumar. Rashi says on that first halacha that by Avir you don't say Dafan Akuma. Says Rashi at the end of the second line, Mikan and Yomer from the parish. Hod aminim shebeschach posel min atzad aminu Dafan Akuma lahachshir ad arba amos. That we do say Dafan Akuma is schach posel. Haynu dechashvinu leschach kiilu min adafan kiilu dechashvinu leschach kiilu min adafan. V'ne'ekam v'nichfah l'maylo. Rashi says that the way Dafan Akuma works is that the schach posel, we consider it to be part of the Dafan. The Dafan made a 90-degree turn. And that's why you can only say it by schach posel, because we can incorporate the schach posel into the Dafan. By Avir, that's not shy. It will be Aviro, lekel meimahofi. In other words, Rashi says that he thinks pshat and Dafan Akuma is what they call kimin reish. Second reish, the Dafan goes up, makes a turn. The schach posel becomes part of the daifin. That's the idea of the daifin akuma. And if that's the pshat, then we understand very well why it only works by schach posel and it doesn't work by avir. That the schach posel could be part of a daifin. You can make a daifin out of schach posel, but you can't make a daifin out of avir. So the avir can't become part of the daifin. So then it's very clear. But that's what Rashi therefore prefers. Rashi, I would not say that maybe the pshat and daifin akuma is reinis a daifin kilu okum ba'ilich tachas a schach posel and megil a schach kosher. Maybe the pshat and daifin akuma is not that the schach posel becomes part of the daifin, but rather that the daifin goes under the schach posel and reaches the schach kosher. Who might say schach posel min asukah? Rashi, that's not right, because din kain gabi avin amine mahochi. You should be able to say that by avir also. Avir is not a bigger mapstick than schach posel. And if you can say Dafan Akuma and subvent go bypass the schach posel, why can't you do the same thing with Avir? So you see that's not the pshat in Dafan Akuma. That's kind of Rashi. So Rashi here presents us with two theories of Dafan Akuma. He prefers one over the other. First theory, that's the Reish theory, we'll call it. That's the theory that Rashi prefers. Dafan Akuma is a Reish. That explains why it works by schach posel, it doesn't work by Avir. The other theory is the Hiskarvus theory, that the Dafan bypasses the schach posel. Rishonim is called Hiskarvus. We'll see. The Dafan Akuma, when Rashi is called an Alachsa, the Dafan bypasses the schach posel and attaches itself to the schach kosher. So Rashi, that's Pshat. He doesn't think it's tenable because it wouldn't explain why by Avir you don't say Dafan Akuma. We have a similar discussion in the Ran, in the Ritva. Take a look at the Ran. It echoes the Ritva. By a bun of Ritva in Atzad. Me the Dibur Maskel is Bona Beis Tavim and Atzad. And me, it's page Dalad on my Gemara. Many of your Gemaras. There's a lot of Gemara. First column, halfway down. Okay. pick it up from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Pirish Doifin Akuma. Shachin Doifin Akuma. Shiroyin Kilo Had Doifin Ne'ekam. Ukilo Eschach Kulo Yishim Had Doifin Vada Istubo Hu Had Doifin Elishin Is Akin. So the Ran says, like Rashi is Hakko. The Pshat and that, that's the Pshat and Doifin Akuma is that the Sach Bosel becomes part of the Doifin. The Doifin is Kiminresh. Then the Ran has an interesting thing. Shekem Darkin Shol Ksolim Lihis Akin. The idea behind this halacha, even though halacha much we see now, the idea behind it is that you never have a straight line. No doifin is perfectly straight. So all tfanas are somewhat crooked. So the halacha allows us, therefore, to say this is a crooked doifin. It's a very crooked doifin. It's a 90-degree crooked doifin. It's a crooked doifin. It's half possible becomes part of the doifin. Aval ef shilafayrish royin kila doifin is karav l'skach. But you can't say that the pshat and doifin akuma is that the doifin is miskarav to the skach. That's similar to the Rashi about Alaksa. The Pshuta, let's say, that's the same as the Rashi about Alaksa. The Ochi, Hechem in the Kamu, the Avri, Philim and Azad, Postal Bishlosha, why by Avri do you not say Doifin Akuma? Name a Rayna Doifin, Kulin is Karev. Why don't you say Doifin Akuma? That the Doifin got close to the Skach Kosha. Below Yehi Postal, Ela Arba Amis, and you'll need Avri Dalad Amis, otherwise we'll be Doifin Akuma. She Yosef Kala Doifin is Karev, because she ain't from Skach Mafsik. Avarif is Avri, Avri is less of a Hefsik than Skach Postal. So if it could be miskarev despite the schach posel, in order to be able to be miskarev despite the avir, the same raya that Rashi brought. Elavadi ha'im etaim lo kishroin eschach kibul doifin. Rather, you see the pshat is like a reish. The schach posel becomes a doifin. Ukshesham avir mafsik and loymer can't. Therefore, the avir can't have doifin akuma because the avir can't become part of the doifin. So far, it sounds very similar to Rashi. Rashi is the lashon of alachsoi. The Ram says the lashon of that the doifin is miskarev, but lechora, at least for the time being. Then the Ram goes on and he says, "Lefish shita zu." He says, "A nafkamina la halacha between these two theories of doifin akuma." He said, "According to this theory of doifin akuma, that it's a resh rather than a escargos." Borush ein oichlin ba'isay shir she ben adoifin leistiva. You can't eat in the schach that's next to the istiva, the schach that's covered by the doifin akuma. Since the schach that's on top of him is becoming a doifin, how could you eat under the doifin? But if he would have adopted the other theory of doifin akuma and said the doifin akuma is karvus, then we could be mekel to allow him to actually eat next to the doifin under that schach that's lemal l'me'esr. Based on the Rashi, it means the Rashi before, the Rashi about the Halam and Istaba, that there's a din of Psalah Yosef B'Shach L'Malam Me'eshrim. In other words, if you don't like the read, that Psalah Yosef doesn't work for Shach L'Malam Me'eshrim anyway, because it's Shach Basel, so there's nothing to talk about. But he says, we're going to assume like Rashi earlier on, Rashi at the beginning of the first Sugi of Istaba, that there is a concept of Shach Basel by L'Malam Me'echof, that if you have, there is a concept of Shach Basel. So now, Yesh Logan, but when you have this case of the Istaba Minatzad, and you're using Doifin Akuma, can you also use the same concept of Psala Yotzi over there also? And say that Psala Yotzi will allow you to eat under the next to the Itztaba, even though the Schach on top of your head is more than 20 amas high. So he says it depends how Doifin Akuma works. If Doifin Akuma is a Reish, like the Ran holds is the MS, like Rashi and Dr. Zion holds also is the MS. So you cannot eat there. What's Psala Yotzi going to help? The whole idea of Doifin Akuma is that the Schach became a Doifin. You can't eat under the Doifin. If on the other hand, Doifin Akuma would just be a skarvus, that the Doifin is miskarv to the Istava, then he says you would be able to eat under next to the Istava. Because then we could apply the din, because then the Tzach didn't become a Doifin, and we could apply Psal HaYotzi. Anyway, there's another language we'll talk about later. Lefishi tozu gamkin al kochok kishatfanis megis deshachas kinen avam einatfanis meskis megis deshach lekel meimer doifin akuma. That's a separate discussion. So what did the Ran over here say? And the Ritva says the same thing. So again, let's picture our case. We have here's our itztava. Looking at it, here's the itztava. Here's the schach, and here's the doifin. I want to eat over here. Right, and we're being mashed the sukkah with doifin akum. Says the Ran, can I do that? Can I eat over here with the din of psal hayotze? Right, the schach on top of me is 20 amas tall. But for that we have the idea of psal hayotze. Once the sukkah is kosher on top of the istavah,
So Psal Yaitzi says the whole sukkah is kosher. You can eat anywhere in the sukkah. That was the Rashi at the beginning of the sukkah. Can we do that here as well? So he says it depends. If Doifen Akuma means like Reinhold's, like the Ran's preferred theory, the Reish theory, so then this chach became a Doifen. You can't eat under a Doifen. Psal Yaitzi doesn't allow you to eat under a Doifen. It allows you to eat on this chachamal and the kof. It allows you to eat on this. It doesn't allow you to eat under the doifin. The doifin is how can you eat under the doifin? You have to eat under the sach. If on the other end, he says, the idea of the doifin akum is not that it becomes a reish. This does not become part of the doifin. Doifin akum just means that the doifin is miskarev to the istavah. The doifin moves over here, but this chach on top of him is still sach. Says the Ran and the Ritva, then you could still eat under the Doifen. We didn't sell it. So the Chora, you could ask a question. Maybe it's a silly question, maybe it's not a silly question, but the Chora, you could ask a question. What's the question?
Right.
If in fact the Doifen's Miskar, I move the Doifen next to the Istava, so how could you say Psal Hayotze? That means that I am on the outside of the Doifen. You can't do it. Psal Hayotze allows you, let's have a Pesach, you can have the Abbot, no, Psal Hayotze. But that's preferred in the work. Let's say I have a Sukkah, and I have Tefanos, and then the Schach extends not towards the front of the Sukkah, but it extends towards the back of the Sukkah, and behind the Doifen. That's preferred, you don't say Doifen. There you don't say Psal Hayotze. Because that's not inside the sukkah. The doifen is mitzi that part from the sukkah. That can't become topple to the sukkah. If I'm going to move my doifen to next to the istava, then I am standing outside the doifen. So how could it be a din of psal yaitzi?
Just a clarification. Where do we get this din of psal yaitzi by case of doifen akuma? Rashi says it not, but not by the case of doifen. He only says it by the first case. Now when it's been outside.
The Ran said. That's the Ran. The Ran says that that's the nafkamina between the two theories of Doifen Akum. So if the theory of Miskarvus would be right, as says the Ran, then you could sleep next to the Yitzhak. But since he holds that's not the right theory, the right theory is the Reish theory, so then this becomes a Doifen, you cannot sleep on the Yitzhak.
And that it has to be Psal Yotze?
It says the Fetch. The Psal Yotze says, Lefi Rashi Shita earlier. Lefi Shita's Rashi earlier. That this is in Psal Yotze by Lamal Mechav. Yeah, that's what he means. So what's the shot? Maybe I have a ritual because we're going to see the Lashon of the ritual, but it's came out verbatim the same as the Lashon of the Ran. So what's that shot? If I'm moving the Doifen over here, so how can I sleep over here? I'm outside the Doifen. I'm outside the Doifen.
Maybe the mechanism of his carbos isn't actually you're conceptualizing that the wall is there. It's just creating. It's just establishing the fact that this area of the sukkah is shy up to that wall.
Right. That's the Pashut of Pshat. When the Ran says that Doifen Akum is his carbos, he did not mean that we literally move the wall over here. His carbos he meant like similar to, I don't know if it's exactly the same, similar to like a lover. I mean, maybe lover actually does mean we move the wall. But at the point of this carbos does not mean the doifen moves over here. And now you're on the back side of the doifen. The doifen's over here, and you're on the inside of the doifen, and you're inside the sukkah. This carbos just means that doifen akuma says that since the distance between the doifen and the istava is less than dalar amas, it's minatzad. So that's the halacha. That a richuk that's less than dalar amas, minatzad, where the halacha is able to bridge. And therefore it's called that the doifen is not rochik from the istava. The doifen is kilu karag al istava. Not that the doifen moves, so I'm left behind. The space of less than dalar amas is kilu, we can look at it like that. The space contracts, but I'm inside that space. Meaning this space, which looks to be far, it looks like it's 3 amas away, it's very far, comes on doifen akum and says, no, that's derech haksolim, and that space, maybe without derech haksolim, comes to halacha and says that space, the halacha bridges. And I don't look at the doifen as being far from the istava, I look at the doifen as being close to the istava, or next to the istava. But I'm still inside the doifen. No, you could say fancy talk, when the space of here collapses, but I'm inside that space. I don't know if we need So it's a halacha of iskarvus. But the bottom of the mitzvah is that I'm still inside of the doifet, I'm still inside the sukkah, and I can therefore have the halacha of psalah yitzim in the sukkah. So therefore I could sleep over here. If on the other hand, doifet akum is a resh, then the halacha is saying that the schach becomes a doifet. If the halacha is saying the schach becomes a doifen, that's still true, that I can't sleep under a doifen. I can sleep under schach, I can't sleep under a doifen. If it's a doifen, it's not schach. If it's schach, it's not a doifen. Those are halacha categories. Those are not spatial categories. What's a schach and not a doifen? What's a doifen? I'm under the doifen, I'm not under the schach. That's poshut pshat here in the Ran and the Rif. Okay, now. This lumbus of the Ran and the Ritva is also said by the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Halach Gedalet. The Magen Mishnah also discusses these two theories of Daifan Akuma. Is Daifan Akuma a Reish, or is Daifan Akuma a Skaros? And he also says the same Nachimino. If Daifan Akuma is a Reish, then you cannot sleep under the Daifan Akuma, because you can't sleep under the Daifan, or eat under the Daifan. But if Daifan Akuma is a Skaros, then you're inside the Iskarvus, and then you could still sleep under the doifen, you could still sleep under the staff, midim psalayez. So the Magen Mishnah is medayek from the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Lashon of the Rambam is, that the Rambam is talking about Agamor about Istaba, so the Rambam says, that Royim, Kilo HaMechitza is Noigreis for Istaba. We look at it as if the Mechitza is, to the doifen, it's negeya to the Istava. It's miskara to the Istava. Says the Magen Mishnah. Oh, fair shirama. That the Rama's understanding of how Daifan Akuma works is that it's iskarvus, it's not a resh. And if it's iskarvus and not a resh, then you could sleep here midim saliyetsa. Adkan, the right Magen Mishnah Perek Dalet of Hilchusim. Same svar that we had in the Ran and the Ritva, except with the opposite Acha. Ran and the Ritva Machriya that Daifan Akuma is a Reish, and therefore you cannot sleep there. Magen Mishnah is Medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam that it's his Karvus, and therefore you could sleep there. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. How can the Magen Mishnah say that? If you look at the Rambam itself, in the next Perek, in Perek Hei Halacha Yedavod, by the case of Bayis Shindivchas, the Rambam says Beferush that Daifan Akuma works, and the reason why the Bayis is the Sukkah is kosher by Bayis Shindivchas, is because Ki'ilu Nisakim Ad Daifan. They were looking as if the doifen made a turn, and the roof of the house, less than Dal Amos, became part of the doifen. Furish and Rambam that the Rambam subscribes to the Reish theory of doifen akuma, in which case you cannot sleep under the schach. So the Kesef Mishnah says, how could the Magen Mishnah ignore the Rambam in Perikei? It's not like the Magen Mishnah didn't see the Rambam in Perikei. There's Magen Mishnah on that Rambam too. So. Or at least the Rambam before and after. Obviously, you know, the Magen Mishnah saw that parable too. The next parable. Yeah, Mishnah is Magen Mishnah even on that Rambam. Yes. So what's going on? Zok the Kesef Mishnah. That apparently the Magen Mishnah holds that there's two different kinds of doifen akuma, depending on the case. In the case of Itztava, with the schach over here is schach kosher, it's l'mal lichof, but it's schach kosher, like Rashi read about schach l'mal lichof is schach kosher, then Daifan Akuma works and we didn't iskarvus. But in the case of bias, where the schach that's intervening is schach posel, because it's the roof of the house, it's schach posel, then Daifan Akuma has to work k'min resh. Akan, Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says he doesn't think it's true, because he doesn't think there could be two different kinds of Daifan Akuma. Make a pace of there's two different flavors of Daifan Akuma. But he says the Magen Mishnah must have, and therefore the Kesef Mishnah disagrees. And he says about his Kimin Reish. And the Rambam says the Raima Daifan Kimin Iskara, he doesn't mean it's literally, but he doesn't mean to, that it's not Kimin Reish, it is Kimin Reish. And once it's Kimin Reish, so maybe you're close to the Itzdilah. The Daifan came close to the Itzdilah by becoming a Reish. Therefore the Kesef Mishnah is Cholik on the Magen Mishnah. But upon him, Lidasa, so. As far as Pshat and the Rambam, maybe Kesef Mishnah's Pshat and the Rambam is right. But Akoponim, the Magen Mishnah himself, was also a Rishon. The Magen Mishnah himself seems to be mechalik that there's different kinds of Doifen and Akuma. There's a daifin akumu when you have schach kosher b'emsa, that's a daifin akumu of viskarvus. There's a daifin akumu when you have schach posel b'emsa, that's a daifin akumu of gimineresh. But Haimai, what does that mean? Why should that be so? There's one thing I have to tell it. Even if we could be soivel, Hesmish doesn't think there could altogether be two flavors of daifin akumu. Let's say we could be soivel, there's two flavors of daifin akumu. But why is that the trigger? Like, why does that matter? Daifin akumu works as a skarvus. It should always work as a skarvus. If daifin akumu works gimineresh, it should always work gimineresh. Why does it depend on whether the schach that's in between the daifin and the schach kosher is schach lamal mechof, then it's a skarvus. Or is it bayish and ifchas, and it's schach posel, then it has to be gimineresh. What's the latter for? I need Shmita Tzelassin. The image is, though, that this case of Mishnah has an echo in Rishonim. The Meiri, here in the Sugya. Also the Meiri. The Meiri in the Sugya also discusses the two theories of Daif and Akuma. It's Daif and Akuma Reish, or it's Daif and Akuma, I think it goes with Alach, called Iskavos. It entertains both Stodden. But then the Miri says he has a raya that Daifin Akuma is a resh. It's not his karos. What's his raya? It says, because the Mishnah has the din of Daifin Akuma by Bayesh and Ichas. Over there it's chach posel. If it's chach posel, if it only works with Kimin resh, his karos isn't going to do it. And therefore he thinks that the resh theory is right. So you see in the Miri that he also has this notion that for schach posel, his karvus is not going to be sufficient. You have to come on to a resh. It's not like the kest. It's not like the Magen Mishnah in that the Miri holds there's only one kind of daifin akuma. There's not two flavors. So since you see daifin akuma, even by schach posel, it must always be a resh. And the Magen Mishnah said, no, there's two flavors. When you have schach posel, then you need a resh. But when you don't have schach posel, you only have schach lamal mechot. Then you don't need a resh. Then it's only his karvus. So that the Miri doesn't have. But a kabbalim, the etzim svara, that somehow when you have schach posel b'emsa, you need a command to a resh. But if it's only schach lamal mechot, then you don't need a resh. Then you can just do a iskarvos. That says in the iri. And that the kesem mishnah was mechavan to the iri. Yes, but what's the show? So, but what's the svara? What's the havana? What's the havana? You see the same idea in the Meiri and in the Magen Mishnah. They both have this notion that when the problem is schach lamal mechof, like in Agamar, then daifin akuma could just, you know, then it will be enough to say daifin akuma is a skarvus. But when the problem is that the schach is not just lamal mechof, but it's schach posel, like by bayish and ifchas, then the only daifin akuma, then the daifin akuma that will solve that problem could only be the daifin akuma of a resh. The Magen Mishnah and the Meiri diverge, and like, what do you do with that fact? The Meiri says, okay, daifin akuma must be a resh, because daifin akuma, there's only one daifin akuma, it has to accommodate all the cases. And the Magen Mishnah, at least the way the Kesem Mishnah explains it, says, no, you say daifin akuma to the degree that you need. So if it's just chach lamal mechov, you don't need the daifin akuma of resh, you just say the daifin akuma of iskarvus. When you have schach posel, then the daifin akuma of iskarvus is not enough, then you're going to have to invoke the daifin akuma of resh. Yeah, and that the Kesem Mishnah says, what is this? There's two different kinds of daifin akuma. Later there. But the Etzim Svara says it both in the Iri and in the Magen Mishnah. So what's Hakad of Shat? What does one thing have to do with the other? Why does Iskarvus work for Tzach Lamal Mechov, but it doesn't work for Tzach Pos? Any suggestions?
Is it possible it's Puzzle Spach is still a problem, even if it's outside the Sukkah? So long as you have Puzzle Spach attached to the Kodesh Kodesh.
Or not, if it's outside the Sukkah, Schach Puzzle is outside the Sukkah, why should it be a problem? You say better. Let's go back to Hill number 4. If I say, when I say the Daifin Akuma of Iskarvus, is this Schach outside the Sukkah?
Yeah.
Why?
No.
Remember, we saw already in the Ritva in Iran. We saw in the Ritva in Iran that if Daifin Akuma is a Iskarvus, I could sleep here and we didn't sell Ayotzi. How can I sleep here? The Daifin moved. Parent says the Daifin doesn't move and leave me behind. The whole space between the Daifin and the Istava is Gilum Iskarv, but I'm inside that space. It's just kilu. The richuk is not becomes a kilu. But it's miskara. But I'm still inside the sukkah. And if I'm still inside the sukkah, then the schach lemalam mechav is also still inside the sukkah. When doifen akum is iskarvus, it doesn't take this schach and put it on the other side of the doifen any more than it puts me on the other side of the doifen, as we saw in the mitzvah and the rat. Even if doifen akum is iskarvus, it means that this area becomes small, but I'm in it, and the schach lemalam mechav is in it. So we're inside the sukkah. That's the key. What the Meiri is saying is, if Doifen HaKumah is just his karvus, okay, so this area collapses, but I'm still inside, and the schach is still inside. And if it's schach posel, then I have schach posel inside my sukkah. And apparently, the Meiri held, and the Magen Mishnah held, that schach posel inside my sukkah is a problem regardless of whether the dog, not only because it is marchik the doifen from the schach kosher. We could say this as a hakira by itself. When I have schach posel, let's say batzar, I have a doifen, or even beemtza really. The halach is schach posel beemtza a sukkah. If it's more than dal chochem, it passes the sukkah. Yesh lacha, why does it pass the sukkah? Could be it passes the sukkah because it's a hefsek. It's marchik the tfanos from the other side of the schach posel. That's one way to learn. Or you can learn, no, schach posel is be'etzim a posel. Schach dalet tvochem of schach posel in my sukkah, be'etzim is, it passes up the sukkah. So I think I mentioned the other day of Chaim. Chaim says beferish. Chaim learns that schach posel is not a problem. Chaim learns not only, a problem, he doesn't think it's a problem at all of Richu, but of Hefsek. But we don't even need that. Rav Chaim says the schach posel is either not at all or not only a problem of Hefsek. Schach posel is a posel. When you have dalet tvochem schach posel in your sukkah, then it's a reshus b'fnei. It's a mokum choshev b'fnei atzmai. The most in your design, dalet tvochem is a mokum choshev b'fnei atzmai. I have a mokum choshev of schach posel in the middle of my schach. When Rav Chaim says it shteres the tzilsum ruvim mechamos of the schach. The schach has to be one block of tzilsum ruvim mechamos. I have schach posel b'emtza. I have a mokum choshev schach posel b'emtza. Never mind the doifen. It passes up the schach. My schach is no good. Apparently, the Meiri and the Magen Mishnah also held that way, and therefore that's the argument. Mainly, when you have schach l'malam mechof, is not schach posel. I don't mind if it's in my sukkah. The only problem is that I need to bridge the gap between the doifen and the istabel, because the meister, the schach that I'm using, is the schach that's on top of the istabel. This other schach that's here on the side, maybe it's psalayetz or something, but it's not my main schach. In order for me to have a sukkah, I need to connect the doifen. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah really about Bayis Shniflis. The doifen has to be samuch to the main to the schach, the schach that I'm using. The schach that I'm using primarily, the ikar schach, is the schach that's on top of the istabel. I need to connect it to the doifen. So I do, because even though there's dalet amos, that's the magic of doifen akuma. That this space of dalet amos through doifen akuma becomes small. It's miskarev, and now my doifen is near my istabel. But inside my sukkah, I have schach l'malam yesrim. There's nothing wrong with having schach l'malam yesrim inside my sukkah. It's not schach posel. The only problem is that it maybe disconnects my doifen from my main schach. Well, doifen akuma connects them. That's the iskarvus of doifen akuma. But if this schach would be schach posel, like the case of Bayis Shenifchas, if the schach that's between the doifen, in the case of Bayis Shenifchas, let's say, so I have, this is bias. This is schach posel. And then I have my regular schach, and now and I want to say doifen akuma. Over here, if I'm going to say doifen akuma just as a hiskarvus, just going to narrow the space. But at the end of the day, so fine. So my doifen is close to my main schach, but I still have schach posel. I still have schach posel, a lot of schach posel, more than dalet boch. I mean, that doesn't collapse. Schach posel doesn't go from being dalet amos to collapsing to being less than gimel dalet boch. It's a shear in the richuk of the doifen from the doifen is miskarv. This is still dalet. This is still more than dalet bochum. It's half possible. I mean, just want to, shema taimer. You don't say, well, since the doifin is miskarev to the schach hakosher, so and it becomes a small space, so the schach hakosher also collapses. There's also shalom. That's still dalet bochum. It's half possible. And therefore, I have a problem. If I'm going to say doifin akuma just in the form of iskarvus, so fine. So I brought my doifin. I bridged the gap between the doifin and the schach hakosher. But inside the sukkah with me, I still have this, I brought all the monsters with me. So I brought the doifen close to the schach kosher, but the schach posel is also inside the sukkah with me. I haven't gotten rid of it. And Schach Pasul passels the sukkah. So how do I get rid of that? Says the Meiri, it must be that that's not the right theory of Doifin Akuma. Doifin Akuma is not Iskarbus. Doifin Akuma means that the roof becomes Doifin. It's Kimin Reish. So therefore now the bias, this Schach Pasul is not Schach Pasul, it's Doifin. It's not a Pasul Schach, it's a Kosher Doifin. And that's how it works. That's what the Miri says, that you see from the fact that it works even by Schach Pasul, that it has to be Kimin Reish, it can't just be Iskarbus. And that's what the Magen Mishnah means. When the Kesher Mishnah interprets him, that it depends. When you have Schach Pasul, then so it's not enough to say Iskarbus, then you have to do Kimin Reish. But when you don't have Schach Pasul, just Schach L'malam Esrim, then I don't need, then I don't mind it being in the sukkah with me, as long as I can just connect my Doifin to my Istabah, so then I don't need to do the Reish trick. All I need to do is to be my car of the Doifin to the Istabah. That's the easier form of Doifin and Akumah. Yeah.
This sounds very similar to the Tosas I read, how you're going to fill it between the bias case and by this case.
Well, if the Tosas really had said that here you don't need a resh, it's enough to have a nun, then I could say that's what this really means also. He doesn't say that. He says that over here you need a nun, a resh not good enough. That's the chiddush of lechazel adoipen. A resh not enough. You need a nun, maybe you can't do a nun. See, the Tosas really something else going on. If here it wouldn't even be, not only do you not, in the case of Agamara, not only do you not need the resh, it's really holds the resh doesn't even help. You have to have a nun. And that has to do with the Tosas. I don't want to get back into the Tosas right now.
So by the Ritva, you would say that the Reish wouldn't help in our case.
No, the Ritva holds Doifin Akuma is a Reish, and it works. The Ritva holds like Rashi, that Doifin Akuma is a Reish, and it works in Agamah. Works in Agamah. The Reish also holds it's a Reish. The Reish brings a proof that it's a Reish. They're not entertaining. Ari Shoyin have not been touched. They're not entertaining a Nun. They're only busy with, is it a Reish or is it a Skaros? They don't have it. Nun is not on the radar screen at all. So they're discussing. So basically, the Iri, the Magen Mishnah, they're all saying the same thing. If it's a schach l'mal in the Esrim, I don't really need a resh. It could be a skaros. Maybe they can come as a skaros. But if I schach posel, a skaros is not enough. Because what does it help to do with skaros? But inside the sukkah, I still look up and I have, oh my gosh, I have schach posel. So what's it going to help that I made a skaros from the doifin and the schach and the ikir askach? But I have schach posel in the middle.
So what's an option between a nun and a skaros?
I'm not going to talk. Let's leave nun out of it. Nun is what it is. Or we have Reish and we have Iskarbus. Yet, see that different word. It's been held that Iskarbus is not going to shorten the height of the Schach, or the height of the Doifin. That was a different issue.
So why can't you say the Tosas originally saying that Iskarbus is not enough? In the Nun we said it was a Chiddush. So why can't you say Tosas originally?
No, because he says that, that the Chiddush of Agamara is that Taka only could become a Doifin. I think that's what he said.
We say Dofen Akuma.
They say Dofen Akuma, but Taka Olim.
Dofen Akuma is now Iskarbus in this case.
Well, even so, you see the Tosas Rid. Even if Nun means Iskarbus, I don't know, let's say. You still see in the Tosas Rid something which is totally different than we're talking about now. Tosas Rid holds that a Reish doesn't work in Agamar. That piece of Shem I'm not saying. I'm saying a Reish doesn't work in Agamar. You say in Agamar you don't need a Reish. Iskarbus would also be good. But by Psach Apostle, there you need a Reish. And again, maybe it's a different, must always be a Reish because you don't get two flavors. And he says, the Magen Mishnah says, you get two flavors. When you need a Reish, you have a Reish. When you don't need a Reish, then just do a Skaros. Yeah, the Magen Mishnah is strange. How do you have two flavors of Doifin Akuma? So it's blameless. But at the bottom, that's the Tzuras HaDvar. So now, point out an interesting thing. So far, we're good. So now, taking this further along, So bottom line is the Meiri proves from the case of Schach Pasul that Doifin Akuma must be a Reish. Because if it wasn't a Reish, then you would have a problem that you have Schach Pasul. Schach Pasul inside yourself. You need a Reish to get rid of the Schach Pasul. The Scharis doesn't get rid of the Schach Pasul. Reish gets rid of the Schach Pasul because it turns my Schach Pasul into a Doifin. Must be the Nesirish. But it's interesting that Rashi and Dafid Zayin, when he also debated with himself if Doifin Akuma is a Reish or it's not a Reish, so Rashi had a Raya from Avir, had a different Raya. It must be a Reish because why doesn't it work by Avir? But the Raya from Iri, Rashi does not say. Rashi was not bothered by this Scarbus theory working by Scarbus. As far as that goes, he could hear that it would work by Scarbus. Actually, a different issue. How come by Abiron's a different issue? That was his proof that it must be a Resh and not a Scarbus. But the Meiri's proof, Rashi doesn't have. Why not? Why didn't Rashi have the Meiri's And the emphasis, look at Rashi. And Rashi almost really addressed it. He almost tells us why he doesn't think like the Meiri. Rashi says, and that's why Babir like the Meimrov. But any Mefarish, I don't think that it's Iskarbus. Rain is a Deifen Kilu Okum, Vahilach Tachasach Sachbosl, Magil Eschach Kosher, Moitzi es Apostle Minav Sukkah. Those are the main words that I want. In Rashi it says, this theory of Iskarbus would be a fine theory, except he has a problem with Avir. That's Rashi's, the being Rashi's problem. What about Avir? But if you, otherwise, if not for Avir, Rashi, when he presents the theory of Iskarbus, the way Rashi says it is, that the Doifin goes, what's on the Baish Nifchas, is that the Doifin is goes by Lachsoin, and it's Maitzi B'Shach HaPosul Merasukh. It's the Feirish in Rashi that Rashi agrees to the Meiri that you have to get rid of Iskach Posul. But Rashi also, this Karbus also gets rid of this Chachbos. Because Rashi is his Karbus, and the emphasis is very big. Rashi didn't say the Lashon of this Karbus. That was the Lashon of the round roof. Rashi's Lashon, I think it's also Lashon of the Iri, which is not so great, but Rashi's Lashon is that the Dolphin goes by Lachsa. It's different than Lashon of this Karbus. And I think it's Bedafka, at least the Rashi is Bedafka. The Ran understood that the alternative to a Resh is the Scarvus. The Scarvus means that this space collapses and narrows. But everything inside collapses with it. Everything inside remains inside the Sukkah. The Rashi's alternative to the Resh is not a Scarvus. In Rashi, that's a misnomer. Rashi never said the word Scarvus. Rashi's alternative to a Resh is Bahalachsa. That means that the Doifin makes an end run. It goes straight up to the Schach HaKosha. And therefore, because there may be derech hatfanas, the sakam or something, we can look at the doifin as if it's going not straight up, alachsa, up to the sakha kosher. And therefore, the sakha posul is now on the outside of the doifin, and it's outside of the sukkah. That would work even by sakha posul. That's why Rashi didn't think that sakha posul was a proof to one theory or the other. You can get rid of the sakha posul either with the resh by turning into a doifin, or with an alachsa and a meimaitzim in a sukkah. Rashi could live with either one. Rashi has a different proof in the case of Avin, so that's what he was. But Tzach Posel by Rashi was not an issue. Not like in the Iri, it comes out that even though Rashi has two theories of Deifin Akumla and the Miri and the Ritva and the Rana have two theories of Deifin Akumla, they're not the same two theories. I mean, the Resh is the same, but the alternative to the Resh is different than Rashi than the other Shayim. In Rashi, the alternative to the Resh is Balachsa, and it's Maitzi Tzach Posel and Asuk. In the Meiri, the alternative to the Resh is the Scarbus. The Schach Fossil would still be in the Sukkah. That's why the Meiri thinks he has a proof from Schach Fossil that it can't be a Scarbus, it must be a Resh. So now this comes out into the thing. L'chaira, if Rashi's alternative to Resh is an Alachsain, which is Meitzi the Schach Fossil, then I think Rashi would not agree to the Ritva and the Ran's Nafkamina. The Ritva and the Ran said that the Nafkamina between the two theories of Doif and Akumba is whether you can sleep under. But the Agamar Badis, so can you sleep next to the Yitzhak? If it's a Resh, you can't sleep under it, then how can you sleep under a Doifin? But if it's a Scarabus, then what's the problem with the Scarabus? You can be a car of the Doifin with me in it. So I can still sleep here when you've been Dim Salah Yetzi. But now it comes out according to Rashi, no, what you do is, it's not a Scarabus, the alternative to the Resh is go by Lachsoin, and to be might see everything that's outside the Lachsoin from the Sukkah. Well, if you might see everything that's outside the Lachsoin from the Sukkah, you might see me too. So how can I sleep over here? I'm outside the Sukkah. So Nichanami, the Ritva and the Rad, they're like the Meiri, that the alternative to a Resh is a Iskarbus, which means that the space collapses, but I'm inside. The Schach, the Rashi's alternative, and therefore they have this, they say, I can still sleep here. If it's his karvus, I can still sleep here. Rashi's alternative to the Reish is Balachsen, which is Moitzis Hachapostel and Minasukha. For that matter, it would be Moitzi me too. According to Rashi, there's no way that I could sleep, that I could sleep here. Neither, according to neither theory. If it's a doifen, how can I sleep under the doifen? And if it's an Alachsen, then I'm not even inside the sukkah. No, the same way Rashi holds it, but if I do an alaksan over here, then the schach apostle is now he's now on the outside of the dofen. So in the case of Istabah, if I'm going to do an alaksan, so I'm also outside of the sukkah. I mean, maybe I'm under here, I'm not over here.
Well, you're just on the dofen, but the
he's saying maybe I'm over here and I'm not over here. How are we going to determine that? Dofen goes. Wait a minute, we'll then take a tape measure, we'll measure up to here, and it'll depend if I'm over here. That means I can't sleep there either way. I mean, l'chora, I think that if it's an alachsein, I have no right to assume that I'm going to be on the inside of the alachsein, I'm on the outside of the alachsein. The same way the Sacha Apostle is on the outside of the alachsein, so maybe I'm on the outside of the alachsein. And if it's not true, and the alachsein, no, it means, you know, that I'm somehow on the inside of the alachsein. You with me in the Rambam was arguing that maybe I'm not over here. I'm over here. I'm under the alachsein, so maybe I'm not outside of the sukkah. Okay, but I'm still under the doifen, so it's still no good.
So wherever you are, there's going to be an issue.
So either way, it's an issue. So I think it's in the Chavir. Rashi never said I could sleep there. Rashi never said that if it's a scarvus, I could sleep there. That's the Nafka meaning that the read from the Ram dreamt up. Because they understood the alternative to Reish is a scarvus. Miri also thinks the alternative to Reish is a scarvus. And Rashi will know the alternative is an alachsein. It's moitzi the sach apostel in a sukkah. So then you can't sleep under the sukkah. You can't sleep there regardless. You can't sleep in next to the sukkah regardless. And now it's hard. Maybe somebody's going to have to tell you.
The Ran said that the alternative to Reish allows you to outside the sukkah keep pure shash.
No, he didn't say keep pure shash. He said the fishit is Rashi that this psala yotzi by that psala yotzi works for the ma'al mechot. That's all he said.
But you said it's not
true, Sali. No, when he said Pidakish or Rashi, he means something else. He means it. Oh, like the rib, that Psali Yetzi doesn't work for Tachla Ma'al Mechot, then there's no discussion. That's like a side issue. The rib holds that Psali Yetzi doesn't even work for Tachla Ma'al Mechot. The rib in the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yishai in the Rosh. So if you hold like the rib at the beginning of the Sugya, that there's no Din Psali Yetzi for the Ma'al Mechot, so you can't sleep here anyway, even if this is, you just can't sleep on the Tachla Ma'al Mechot. What does it help? Your scarf is not a scarf, you can't sleep on the Tachla Ma'al Mechot. So this whole nafkamina is only based on the premise, which is Rashi's premise at the beginning of the sugya, that for eschach l'mal mechav psal yotzei works. So if you accept Rashi's premise that psal yotzei works for eschach l'mal mechav, then I can show you a nafkamina between the two theories of doifen and akuma. And the reish theory, I cannot sleep under here because I can't sleep under a doifen. But the iskarvus theory, I could sleep under here because now it's only eschach. This eschach doesn't is l'mal mechav psal yotzei allows me to sleep under eschach l'mal mechav.
I thought
there
wasn't around like
Psal Yotzi.
I thought you were saying
she's... Oh, it is. Without Psal Yotzi, this is Chach L'mal Mechav. How can you sleep on this Chach L'mal Mechav?
Because the space collapses and then...
Even the space collapses, but this Chach is still L'mal Mechav. The Doifin, I don't want to get fixed it. These are showing the space collapse. We're going to get into like, you know, soon we'll be busy with black holes and you know. I don't want to do that. It's Chach, it's fine. The Doifin is not really... There's a shield. The Doifin is not considered to be Rav when it is the book. But I'm still in the Sukkah. But this Chach is still Chach possible. And it's still Schach L'mal Mechav. I'm sleeping in the Schach L'mal Mechav. I can't do that without the Din of Psal Yotzi. That's what he meant. I'll be darker Shlurashi. That there's a concept of Psal Yotzi that allows me to sleep in the Schach L'mal Mechav. So if it's only Schach L'mal Mechav, I could do it. But if it's a Doifin, then I can't.
The
Ryan
design explains Sheet of Dovin Akumah with Scarves basically the same way as Rashi. He says that it's Ki'ilu Akum Behol is Paka Schach L'mal Mechav Schach L'mal.
Cleared close to Rashi there.
Thank you.
rabbinical.
For me, it's on top of Himmel. Top of
Eretz. Top what?
Top of Eretz. It's on, and those are the ones that are on page of Himmel.
Yeah, I have it also.
First column, towards the bottom, towards where it starts, use quotes, it's in bold.
Quoting Rashi. He's quoting Rashi. That's the derech of all the time that he quotes Rashi. Yeah, I'm not so happy that he quotes Rashi exactly. That's a terrible. Rashi's main point that I also use that, in the, that between the theory of Resh and anti-Resh, derives from Avir. That's what Rashi said. That the Ran agrees. So that he quotes. If the Ran was writing himself, he wouldn't have said a lotion of Balasim because he's. You see the Ran by us. His anti-Rashi is not an Alasim, so maybe he took the Rashi not literally an Alasim. But I think Rashi himself, it is literally an Alasim. But here there's a nice point. And this, yeah.
If I'm Rashi, I understand why I'd ask the Kasha on the other point of the Tumah that it won't work for Avi.
Right.
But if I'm the Ran and the Ritva, why would I ask on the other, on the side of the Scarabus that it won't work for Avi? I should just ask, if it's a Scarabus, then it wouldn't work for Scarabus.
How come the Ran and the Ritva? The same thing I had in Rashi. Rashi, how come when the Ran and the Ritva want to prove the Resh theory versus the Iskarvas theory? So what's their proof that it's a Resh and it's not Iskarvas? The same proof as Rashi from Avir. Why didn't they prove it was from? Why didn't they bring the Meiri's proof from Schach Posel? It's a Iskarvas. I have Schach Posel in myself. So Rashi is not a problem. Rashi says B'Theresh. No, it's an Alach and it's Meitzu Schach Posel in myself. But the Ritva and the Ran Lachar don't agree with that. They hold that even if it's Iskarvus, it's not Moitzi Schach HaPosel Minasukah, but Raya, they hold that if it's Iskarvus, then I could sleep under the Schach Lamala Minasukah, because it's not, the Doif is not literally Balachsim, it's just the Iskarvus. So if it's just the Iskarvus, so how's it going to work by you know, kids, I don't want to go through all the steps, but the same, we're closing all the doors on ourselves. The Meiri sounds right. The Meiri said, if it's Iskarvus, it can't work. It's not going to work by Schach Posel, because what does it help do Iskarvus? The Schach Posel is still inside the Sukkah. So that's his proof that it must be a Reish. So then the Schach Posel becomes a Doifin, so there's no problem. It's not a Schach Posel, it's a Doifin Kosher. Rashi did not bring that proof. Rashi put a different proof from Avir. So we said, why didn't Rashi bring that proof? So we had a solution. Rashi doesn't bring that proof, because he holds that the alternative to Reish it's not Iskarvus, but it's an Alachsim that's might see everything on the far side of the Alachsim from the Sukkah. So therefore, the Schach Basel would also be on the outside. So that's why from Schach Basel, Rashi didn't see any Hachra one way or the other. The Meiri had the proof, because he learned that the alternative to Reish is Iskarvus. The problem is, the Ritva and the Ran also think that the alternative to Reish is Iskarvus. For Raya, they think that if it's Iskarvus, you could sleep here. So they're also learning that the opposite of a Reish is a Iskarvus, not an Alachsim. And you're still, and everything that's between the Doifin and this, and the, it's, that's between the Doifin and the Iker Haschach is still inside the Sukkah. So they should have brought the Meiri's right. They should have brought the Meiri's right. Just like the Meiri said, it must be a, how can it be a Iskarvus? What do you do with Schach Posel? That's what I'm going to have to say. Let me just think for a second, maybe of another thing. So I think, yeah, it's two possibilities. Yeah, two possibilities. Let me finish that. But you hear the kasha. Well, how come the Meiri and the how come the Ritva and the Ran? They should have put the Meiri's right. They should have put the Meiri's right. So I have two solutions. One is simple, and that's what we suggested. But it's occurring to me now, maybe another solution. Solution number one, what were you saying? Is that maybe the Meiri and the Ran? I'm sorry. Maybe the Ran and the Ritva don't have Rav Chaim's premise. That Schach Posel is an intrinsic Posel in the Sukkah, that if it's in your Sukkah, it destroys the Sukkah.
Maybe just had they. Maybe they learned that Tzachapon and Tzachapossel was just that it's a mafsik between the Doifin and the other side of the and the Tzachapos on the other side of the Tzachapossel. And that's the and that Doifin and that is Karbos Kusav. The whole Raya of the Meiri and the Maragim Mishnah is built on this premise, which Rav Chaim has, that Tzchach Posel is this thing that you're not allowed to have in your sukkah. Karbos is not going to help, but it's in your sukkah. It destroys the sukkah. But that's not, you could say that you don't have to accept that premise. You say, no, La'olam Tzchach, we have to deal with the sukkahs in Zion, because it has complicated sukkahs, you know, and we would have to go to those sukkahs and learn the and see if we could find a chroh in there. In the here, that would be a big avodah. Maybe one day we'll do, but Akoponim, certainly possible to conceive that they may not have Rav Chaim's premise. They may hold Tzchach Posel is no different than Tzchach L'malam Esrim. You can't. It gets in the way of your doifin and your. You know, it gets in the way of the doifin and the Tzchach HaKosher. You know, so if you have Dal Tzochim over here, there's a hefsek between the doifin and the Tzchach HaKosher. That doifin Akoma fixes it. It makes it scarbus, and you're fine. Are your Tzchach Posel still inside your sukkah? So what? It was only a problem that it's a mafsik. For a mafsik, Doifin Akuma takes care of mafsik. That's a simple solution. Comes out a beautiful thing. But now we have a remez over here, we have a gili over here, and Rav Chaim's word, the Tzchach Posel of Posel, or it's just the hefsik, that it's machlokes between the Meiri on the one side and the Rashb and the Ritva, and the Ritva and the Ran rather on the other. That'd be a very good thing. So Meir Goodman pointed out, pointed out to me that he has maybe a riot that this is taka true, that the Ritva holds that Tzchach Posel is not a posel, just a hefsek. That's interesting. He had a nice diuk. What's his diuk? The Gemara and Daf Zayin by the Mishnah Paish and Ifchas. So the Mishnah over there has a whole bunch of cases of Doif and Akuma that all seem to be pretty much the same thing. You have Paish and Ifchas, and then you have you have a chotzeshimu kefes achsadra. So one of the shichas is and then you have and then you have tzchach posel. Well, and you have sukkah gedolah shekifu b'dover shem esachem, but all basically the same kind of case. One's a bayish and nifchas. One is that you use mammoths like metal or something in the Doifin Akuma area and so on. So what makes it shrichas? So the Gemara says, well, one of the shrichas is that if it only told me the case, let's say bayish and nifchas. So the roof of the bayis is actually made out of material that's kosher for schach. You can't use it because it's a bayis and it's basically called mesa shana and it's tassav and also and it's called schach posel, but it's not mamish. It's not like metal. So there's a tzitz, but if you have mamish metal, maybe then you don't say Doifin Akuma. You know, something that's not even the substance of schach, maybe you don't say Doifin Akuma. So not so clear why does it matter? I mean, I hear like it's a distinction, but why does that distinction make a difference? So the Ritva has a lashon. Nakamura, he says, I would have, the Havamina was that Tzchach Posel, maybe it's Mafsik Me'oid, and it prevents Doifin Akuma. Mafsik Me'oid. So he was Medayek. What does he need the word Me'oid? He should say, I would have thought Tzchach Posel is Mafsik and it prevents Doifin Akuma. What's Me'oid? Me'oid. The word is that I would have a Havamina that metal is a bigger is a Hefsik, it prevents Doifin Akuma. Teretz is because all Tzchach Posel, even Bayish Nifchas, it's always a mafsik. That's the idea of Tzchach Posel. That Dal Tzochem is always a hefsik. And that Doifin Akuma fixes it. But Bayish Nifchas, it's also, it's not the same degree. It's not metal. It's a different kind of Tzchach Posel. But whatever it is, it's Tzchach Posel. And the problem with Tzchach Posel is always that it's a hefsik. And Doifin Akuma fixes it. So what's the difference if it's metal? So he said, no, but I would have said maybe metal is something which is the substance is possible. Maybe it's mafsik ma'oid. It's even more mafsik. It's so mafsik that Doifin Akuma can't bridge it. The Tuyuk and then the Lashon L'Ritva, that Tzchach Posel is always a problem of Hesed. Where to have him in, maybe some Tzchach Posel, like Bayish and Nivchas, where the material itself is not so much the problem, it's just Hasab Limit also. So that's mafsik, but not so much that it prevents Doifin Akuma. And you have metal, so that's mafsik ma'oid that prevents Doifin Akuma. It's a nice deal for one word, ma'id. So maybe you see you to this idea. So that's the poshut answer for the Ritva and the Ran. that they didn't have a raya from schach posel because they didn't think schach posel. By them, schach posel. By them, iri, schach posel. In Yiddish, would say schach posel, not bear. That means it'd be a bear, B-E-A-L. But in Yiddish, somehow, a bear is very frightening. So, you know, like we said to Rabbi Sol, you know, El was not a bear. Is El a bear? You know, Rabbi Sol was very afraid of El. So, is El a bear? So he said, well, I don't know if he's a bear, but David HaMelech was not afraid. He said, "Gamis or Ives," he wasn't afraid of bears, and yet he said, "Somer mipachta from b'sori," which potachi erasing. So it's more than a bear. Anyway, Yiddish is not a bear. So by the it's an aside. The point is, by the Meiri, Yischach Posel is a bear. It can't be in your sukkah. You have to get out of the sukkah. So he also, how is it going to work? If David HaKum is a scarab, it's not going to work. It's still going to be inside my sukkah. I have to get rid of it. So it must be a stakar resh. And by the rich and the Ran, they tend to come schach posel is not such a bear. What's schach posel? Schach posel is a richuk. So it's a hefsek. No, so that's what they tend to come was made for. Iskarvus. That's what iskarvus does. Iskarvus fixes richuk. So no problem. Schach posel is a richuk. Schach posel dalit vokum is a mafsek. For that I'll say iskarvus. For that I'll say doifin akum of iskarvus. So they didn't see anything so significant in schach in the fact that it works for schach posel. But obviously it was a different problem. But from schach posel they didn't have any right. There could be another solution to the problem of the Ritva and the Ran. I'm just saying, this is the Emerson solution problem. But there could be a different solution. It's a Chesbendik solution. Is that we saw in the Magen Mishnah that Doifen Akuma might actually come in two different flavors depending on what you need. The Mira doesn't have that. He says, no, if it's a Reish anywhere, then it's always a Reish. You don't get different kinds of Doifen Akuma. But the Magen Mishnah didn't think that way. He thought that maybe by Schach Posel it works as a Reish, but there the Skarvus doesn't, not enough. But where you don't need the, where it's not schach posel and you don't need the range, then maybe you could just do the scarves. So you could say the Ritva and the Ran, from schach posel, they didn't have a problem. Because they said, yeah, by schach posel, it won't work as a scarves. So it'll work as a range. It could also work as a range. But they want to know, can it also work as a scarves? Maybe you get a choice. By schach posel, you need the range. But when it's naskach posel, but by schach lemal mikhov, maybe you get to say iskarvus, and then you can sleep under it. You know, you do the one that's the lesser, the thing that you need that works out better. So therefore, from schach posel, they didn't bring a proof that you can't sleep under. Yeah, from schach posel, you need a reish, but here you don't need a reish. Maybe you could sleep under it. Maybe here it's iskarvus. But then they say, no, but if you get a choice, and when you don't need the reish, you could do the iskarvus, then why? Then hakam avi is no good. Yeah, avi can't say a reish, but you can say the iskarvus. And not going to have schach posel in your sukkah, because avi is not schach posel. So from the Avir they saw that not only is it not, no, it's from Schach Basel, you only see that it's not only a Reish, it could also be a Scarvus. From Avir they saw that it can't ever be, that it's never a Scarvus, it's only a Reish. So maybe that's what the Magen, if I didn't have the Magen Mishnah, I would never say such a thing, but since we do have the Magen Mishnah, so that's also an avenue. Okay, that's for those who like Chesed. If you don't like Chesed, I don't know what you hear.
Ready?
What?
In the first chapter, you're saying?
Yeah.
So could it also be that since the Ran Levitin themselves don't hold a nafkamina, Hesayotze, so it's easier for them to view the Scarvus more like sharp as if it's mamish closing out the Schach Fossil?
Say that again?
The Ran Levitin felt argue on Rashi. They said there's no din of Hesayotze by Itzdiba.
They say there's no din. Yeah, they say you can't sleep here. Because I mean, they hold it to Reish, therefore you can't sleep here.
They say even by the case when you don't need a save, even by the regular.
Oh, the regular it's the book.
Yeah, it's
the book. Oh, you mean they don't like Rashi before altogether, they like the Vid.
Right. So maybe when they were just saying like a nafkamina that you could say for Rashi that
right.
Maybe if you hold the Reish then you could say Pesayotze, but they themselves didn't need
they don't think you could say Pesayotze at all.
Right. So maybe it's more easy for them to like totally lock out the schach pasos, because for them when you do a scarvus it's easier to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I have one more case. This is one more case I want to throw into the mix, and this will bring this discussion to an end. This is Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. A little bit complicated case, but Gemara is complicated, but the case is really not so complicated. Gemara is a case where you have, let's say, this would be Schach. The Schach is sort of funny. Here's the wall of my Sukkah on one side, here's the wall on the other side. And now I have like a word called Neseru Pesel, Neseru Pesel. Which means, you know, I have Neseru Pesel, Neseru Pesel, and in the middle I have like two psalms, and each one is four psalms. So Nesir is Chach Basel, the board, it's Dalet Vakum, it's Basel. And then I have Pesel and Mischach Kosher. Four Tvakum of Nesir, which is no good. Four Tvakum of Mischach Kosher, which is good. Four Tvakum is Chach. And then in the middle, with the two Psalm meet, because it happens to work out that it's an even number. And it, so here I have eight Tvakum of Mischach Kosher. That's a Shir Sukkah. So the Gemara says that as long as the total up to that middle point is less than four Amis, so you can say Doifin Akuma from this side, and Doifin Akuma from this side, and you could and you have a Sukkah Sheir. That's the case. Okay, principle is very simple. The case a little bit straight. So Rashi says that yes, the Sukkah is kosher, but you cannot sleep under the Nisarim. Because you can't sleep under, having to sleep under the Nisarim. So you have to be careful, says Rashi, not to sleep under the Nisarim. This is Meduyuk. You can't sleep under the Achayim Amidai. I think the Mashal already said that. It's Meduyuk and Rashi that, yeah, you can't sleep under the Nisarim, but you could sleep under the Pesel. You could sleep under the Pesel. How could you sleep under the Pesel? You're sleeping under the Doifin Akuma. Let me elaborate on the question. The Chara we could answer that maybe Rashi over there is going like that sad that Doifin Akuma is Scarvus. Therefore, Doifin Akuma, so Doifin Akuma is Iskarvus, so that's, this is not really a Doifin. Just Iskarvus, and I could sleep under here and we didn't sell Yaitse. Problem is, that would be good if this was the Rich for the Ran talking. But we saw in Rashi that Rashi doesn't have that concept of Iskarvus. Rashi has either a Reish, and then you certainly can't sleep under the Doifin, because how can you sleep under the Doifin? Or Rashi holds it's an alachsayim, and it's mighty this for it's mighty the it's, and it's mighty this from the Sukkah. So either way, how can I sleep under this pesel? If Rashi's going over there, that Doifin Akum is a Reish, so this whole thing is a Doifin. So how can I sleep under the Doifin? The Rish and the Ram said for a Dovah Poshut that if Doifin Akum is a Reish, you can't sleep under it, even if it's made out of Schach Kosh. If on the other end Rashi is going like the other possibility in Daf Yizai, that it's an alachsoin, so then it's also no good. Maybe, you know, worse maybe. If it's an alachsoin, then this is not even inside my sukkah. So how could I sleep under that pestle? I'm sleeping under a pestle that's altogether outside of my sukkah. If the Ritz and the Ran had said it, that would be fine. Yeah, okay. I mean, it wouldn't be good anyway, because they hold in the end the Suresh too. They rather came down on the side, Rashi also came down on the side of the Suresh. So, even if the Rishon LeRan would have said it, I would have said, you know, that, but that's not what you said. You said it's a Suresh. You said it's not Iskarvus. Okay, but you know, but they're going with Iskarvus. But in Rashi, Agamurcha, the Ritva in Arsugyo, when he quotes Rashi and Daf Yizayin, he quotes Rashi that Rashi decided it's Iskarvus and not a Suresh. We're in the last of another Rashi, I remember. No, it's by else Rashi Machriya that it's a Rashi. The Ritva didn't Girsan Rashi. Maybe it was from Madur of Rashi. So it's going all over there in Rashi, maybe Rashi over there in Dafil Ches, he's going like that version that it's in the end of the day, it's not a Rashi. It's an anti Rashi, the other thing. But the problem is that in Rashi, the other thing to being a Rashi is being an Alachsan, and that's not any better. So that's a very strange Rashi. So I think what's Mukhuk in that Rashi is that Rashi of the Olam is going that it's a Reish, which is Rashi the Maskana, that is a Reish. That Rashi holds that even if it's a Reish, and even if this is a Doifin, if the Doifin is made out of Schach Kosher, or if a portion of the Doifin is made out of Schach Kosher, then you could sleep under the Doifin with the Mitzalayetz. That's not like the Rich from the Ram. The Rich from the Ram, by then, was a double Poshut. That if this is a Doifin, then even if it's Schach Kosher, you can't sleep under it with the Mitzalayetz. Rashi held that even if it's that this is a doifin, but nonetheless, but still, since part of it is made out of schach kosher, so I'm sleeping under schach kosher. When I sleep under the doifin, my doifin is made out of schach kosher. Now, of course, that schach kosher itself doesn't have hechsher tfanos. That's Hakasha doesn't have tfanos. This Hakasha over here doesn't have a daikon from the other side. But that's Chalayotzi. Chalayotzi tells me that I can sleep in this Hakasha even if it doesn't have extra tfanos, as long as it's part of the sukkah. So it is part of the sukkah, because we're going with the Resh. It's made of Hakasha. It doesn't have Hesher tfanos, but that's Chalayotzi sells for me. And I can sleep under it. I am sleeping under a daikon. Rashi thinks that sleeping under a daikon is not a bed. You can sleep under a daifin if your daifin is made out of sakhosh. You can sleep under the daifin with dim salayetz.
What?
Why are they nisarim mafsik? The nisarim then my this sakhosh doesn't have hechshed fanos. But it's not a steward of salayetz. Salayetz says that if the ikar sukkah has hechshed fanos, then every other sakh in the sukkah has hechshed fanos.
In all the cases that we should talk about, that makes sense. We have a sukkah with a strip of going across the
road. Oh, you mean because so here you have a strip with the dal tochen that's going across the rechov, so it should cut me off totally. So it's there's different. I mean, first of all, they don't have to read the instruction. They'll just shut. But beyond that, there it's different. There, if I was. We're talking about a case where, let's say, if I'm looking from a bird's eye view, and I have a sukkah like, I'm looking, you know, gimel tfanos, I'm looking from the air, and I have schach, then there's this empty space, tfanos continue, and then I have more schach on the other empty space, and there's an empty space that's not lovel. So Yishayim say you can't sleep under here, even within Sal Yitzhi, because this is not inside, this is like, this is not. Sal Yitzhi has to be connected to the Ikar Sukkah. Here, the Ikar Sukkah is here, the other schach is over here, and there's this chasm in between of Avir that I can't bridge, so that's not Chalayetz. So you ask me, so why do you say the same thing over here? No, it's not the same. Here, because this is chasm, so this area is outside the Sukkah. But this area, in Rashi, in the case of Nafi, because this area is not outside the Sukkah, it's under the Tanis. Under the Tanis, not outside the Sukkah. The Schach runs right into the Dolphin. So here I have Schach, then I have Dolphin. And this area, according to Rashi, is still called Psal HaYetz. Of course, if this would be made out of, you know, steel, then it doesn't help Psal HaYetz. But if this is made out of Schach Kosher, then Rashi holds that that's called, you could sleep under there within Psal HaYetz. It's sort of reminiscent of the case of Shifui Ayhalim. I mean, now we have to think through all the way, but there you have such a thing. You know, maybe you have something. You have Shifui Ayhalim. You have, this is the area that you can do Rebbeya. And Taisun Rashi, you could sleep under there within Psal HaYetz. Because but it's a daifin. Maybe it's actually the shitosi. I mean, no, it doesn't work. It's not. It's maybe it's going back like the shita. Maybe it's going like the shita of Rashi over here. Maybe the Tyson and the Rosh over there are going like the shita of Rashi. And you could sleep under a daifin if your daifin is made in a schach kosher, and if it has a din of, and if it has teres psalayosi. Yesh lo, why does it have psalayosi? It doesn't have shetva. It doesn't have mimshachat daifin bado. We have problems in that issue. But you know, I'm not revisiting that. Maybe
very soon, not like the Russian. In Russia.
Not like
the Russian, so Gimel in Russian. The Rush says that quite Rashi in the case of it's where you stick in a clue, you can't sleep under it.
The Rush says that if in case of Istanbul, if it's like nothing, you cannot stick on that, so then it's gonna be steel. That's true. That difference too. That Rashi, the Rosh Taka is Chaylok and that, because Chaylok and Sevilla. The Rosh about Shapur alone will have to deal with separately. No, complaining, Rashi himself, I mean, we have Rashi Nafi Ches, Rashi's God Nafi Ches says the Tayyip, that you can sleep under the Psal, even though it's Daifin and Akuma. So that's in the Kutta, that Rashi holds that even if it's a Daifin, if the Daifin is made out of Schach Kosher, that is part of my sukkah, and under the daifin is part of my sukkah, and I could be mashir in medin psal yitzi. And that, by the Rosh and Suma Gimel, you're right, and by the already in the Ritva and the Ram, they know that's for sure not conceivable. And if you're under a daifin, you can't speak the medin psal yitzi. Okay, so that's the Mokum Uskada, what's in the Kudus HaMachoikas in this issue between Rashi on the one hand, that the daifin itself could have medin psal yitzi, if it's made out of staff kosher. And the Ritva, the Ram, the Rosh and Suma Gimel, they all say if it's not kosher. And once this is a daifin, you cannot sleep on it. Shalai Yetzi doesn't work for that. Okay, so that's it for daifin akuma. Yeah, I'm not going to give you. Actually, we can fish like the whole thing, but it's getting late. So that's for daifin akuma. I thought I would still have a chance to talk today about the Trei Hilchos. So that's the next line of the Ran, the same Ran that we just read today. The Ran says b'seif dvarov that since daifin akuma is a reish, so it has to be tchanos magilis la schach. She has what does that mean? Rabbi Kreger has a certain havana in Iran, and I think it's in the new base. Because of Chehilchasa, you don't say Chehilchasa when they're dependent one on the other. You have to steer in the sea of Kreger's Kreger to see inside. That's a posture that's really the havana in Iran. So I want to take a look at the stipe. If you want to take a look at the stipe, that's tell you about this Iran. I forget what sim it is, but here in Sukkah. What? The stipe? I don't remember. I'm not giving this my mouth, it's not necessary to what I want to say tomorrow. And there is a Ran, I'm not going to give this in my mouth either, but just, there's a Ran, the Kiddush Ran in Erev in the Testament base. So the Feirush, this seems to say the Feirush, you do say Terei Hilchos. The Ran is talking about a case, it belongs to tomorrow's shir, but if you want to look it up, the Ran at the end of Testament base in Erev. Holds he say chovat rami and lovud, even if the lovud either chovat rami. So there he doesn't hold that you do need Trei Hilchos. So the whole line has to be thought through. So I want to talk through the issue of Trei Hilchos. I don't think it'll take the whole shiur tomorrow, but I want to do that. And then I want to go on to the sugya of the next sugya of Chokar, which is also in Tosfos Amud Beis. Probably when we do the Tosfos Amud Beis, I want to do the end of Tosfos, the very end of Tosfos first. And then we'll do the rest of Tosfos. Maybe the rest of Tosfos will be on the far end of the midterm. I want to do the bottom of the Tosfos.
That rush is necessarily a problem. That rush is discussing the case of Nadav and Akuma. It's discussing the case of Pesach Yotzei. And yet, the man talks about the man.